is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you're invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
So, live Saturday show. Of course, we'll also take your calls on Skype if you'd like to call us that way. You can reach us at Skype username lrn.fm. Feel free to send us a contact request there, and we'll get you on via that method if you prefer. Daryl, there was something that you had last night that we never had a chance to get to. We teased it throughout the night last night, and it was one of those things we just didn't have time for because we were taking too many of your calls. And that's fine. That's the way the show is really supposed to be. It's always a good Free Talk Live when we bring show prep in and we don't ever actually get to it.
Yes, it is.
So I do want to get to this, though, because it sounds intriguing. It's would you call it an editorial piece? What is this exactly?
I would call it a human interest piece. Written by the editor of the Evening Sun in Norwich, New York,
Okay. Where
she sat down with a convicted heroin dealer.
In jail? Was he in jail? Or was this like
in jail.
Okay.
He was awaiting transfer from the county jail to the state prison. And she sat down and had a very long conversation with him. And she wrote an article that a lot of people are saying humanized the drug dealer. And she has actually gotten a lot of flack and pushback from this.
Of course, drug dealers are monsters. They're not humans.
Well, that's what people want you to think.
They're preying on people's weaknesses.
That's what people want you to think. That they don't want you to realize that, you know, they're humans just like anyone else. So I think that, you know, I should just go ahead and jump in to the story here. And the writer, Ashley Viviano, starts off. She says, "I feel as though I should begin with some sort of disclaimer, but I'm not entirely sure if that would make a difference. What follows is derived from a conversation I had with a man currently incarcerated at the Chenango County Correctional Facility. He'll soon be transferred from the jail to state prison to begin his 5-year sentence. Mm. Perhaps some of you have read about him on the front page of this newspaper. What I want to share wasn't really said in court. After witnessing him in court impressively representing himself, I felt compelled to ask permission for an interview. I am grateful he agreed to meet with me. His name is Barry Ratley. He is 29. He loves to read, play basketball. His favorite color is blue, and he likes his steaks well done. I bet most of the residents of this county don't know that, and I doubt they care. To most, I am sure he is, quote, just another out-of-towner ruining our fine community, end quote. Personally, I'd rather lump him in the category of human. Note, for the rest of this piece, I will refer to him by his first name, since this is an opinion piece, and I'd rather treat him as a human that I met, not as a defendant in a courtroom. He was arrested twice in Chenango County and was found to be in possession of substances prohibited by legislation, heroin and cocaine. He told me, yes, I am guilty. I am accepting my time. What I did was illegal. Barry politely asked that I make it clear to the community that he is not seeking for anyone to feel bad for him. He knows he broke the law and is going to serve the time sentenced by the court.
You know, I was in jail for a little while for some civil disobedience, paid about 58 days worth of my time in jail for standing in front of a police car once upon a time here in Keene as they were attempting to arrest a young lady for an open container charge, and kind of in protest of that. And during that time, there were a few people that I was in with who were, again, jail terms are usually less than a year, so they weren't in for a whole long time,
right. But
there was a couple of people in there for selling pot, and it seemed like at least one of them believed that he'd done something wrong because he'd gotten caught, that it was illegal, and because it was illegal, it was wrong. he's kind of sounds like he might be skirting around that, like, oh, yeah, I got caught, I'm going to do my time. And, you know, he didn't say it was wrong necessarily, but he's not saying he was right.
Right.
To do this.
And what comes next is very, very critical to the conversation. She writes, he did have insight to offer from a perspective that I feel many residents don't get to hear. The perspective from the dealer. He says, I hear a lot about the heroin epidemic in the area. I read it in the paper. I saw it in court. People come in and out of here that are addicts. There needs to be some changes in the system. Barry does not use heroin or cocaine himself. He told me that he only sold the product to consenting adults who wanted to buy it. Never did he force drugs on anyone. Never did he sell drugs to a child. And never did he take part in such a transaction with a pregnant woman. Yes, I understand that once the product leaves his hands, it is impossible to tell if someone from there sold to children or pregnant women.
Sure.
But it was nice to hear that from him. Were people negatively affected because of the choices of his business decisions? Sure, but did he force the needle into someone's arm? No. Did he make John Doe break into your neighbor's car to get money for drugs? No. They made those decisions. They made those decisions because they wanted to get high. He explained that throughout his time in jail, he had seen many addicted individuals come in and out. While they're in, they're drug-free, he says. They appear in court, and as an alternative to incarceration, they are offered court-mandated drug treatment. That isn't working. There are some people who go to meetings like Narcotics Anonymous because they really are wanting to get clean. They are sharing the intimate details of their life and their addiction. Others are just going because they have to. I think there needs to be other options. Long-term inpatient programs like the Phoenix House or Fortune Society, places where addicts can truly get the help they need.
A lot of addicts are afraid to go and get help.
Right, because they fear going to jail.
Right.
Barry said that keeping them in the county jail for a little while and then letting them out and requiring them to report to probation and provide urine samples isn't enough. If the people of the county want the drugs to be gone, you have to get rid of the demand. He says, noting that even though he's been in jail for 15 months, it has not reduced the supply.
Of course not.
Other dealers are there providing the customers with the drugs, whether he is in prison or not. I can see why the community is extremely ticked off. He said, there are 16-year-old kids shooting H into their veins. Education is important. And for the people that really need help, you have to offer viable programs. Lots of times, it's when the people that invite the dealers from out of town get caught, they get a get-out-of-jail-free card for turning in the person that they brought. That doesn't help the person addicted because they're back out on the streets getting high, bringing other dealers in.
Hmm.
Ashley says, I asked Barry why he chose to represent himself in court. As a man who served time before...
Before you go on, informants are notoriously unreliable. I mean, they're just notoriously unreliable. Many of them are, as he pointed out, still addicted to drugs.
Yes.
And the police work with these people as though they're doing somebody a favor, as though they're helping the community in some way. We know a guy, Rich Paul, who went to jail here in Keene, New Hampshire for a 12-month sentence. Spent nine of it because it's a two-thirds rule here in New Hampshire. Two-thirds rule, good time. You get out after that amount of time if you're a good boy inside. But he was put in because they busted a heroin dealer and then flipped the heroin dealer and used the heroin dealer to bust the pot dealer, which, of course, doesn't make any sense whatsoever because, obviously, marijuana is not as as dangerous as heroin. I mean, who would really say, besides the federal government, that marijuana is as dangerous as heroin? So the reason why they were doing that is because they wanted Rich Paul, who's a Free State Project participant, to roll over on other Free Staters. They wanted him to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center. And so they let a heroin dealer go because they wanted to bust Rich Paul for pot. 855-453 will continue with Humanizing the Drug Dealer here in moments.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Now, dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. How could we possibly be taking the side of a heroin dealer? here on Free Talk Live. Is that what we're doing, Daryl? I mean, you're sharing a story with us here tonight about a heroin dealer, and it's trying to make him look like a human being. We're going to continue.
He is a human being.
We're going to continue that here in a moment, but I want to let you know about BuzzBox Coffee. You can make a difference one cup at a time. We're looking for 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners who love coffee to join Free Talk Live in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Free Talk Live coffee drinkers can truly change lives forever. And all you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get your first pound there for free. You do have to pay the price of shipping. And it's top 1% Arabica grade, organic, shade-grown, fair-traded coffee. It's some of the best coffee you'll ever drink. And you get to help people make a better life for themselves because these microloans are going to people, poor people, in very poor places of the world to help them start their own coffee farms or plantations. So coffee.freetalklive.com. You can make a difference and enjoy a good cup of coffee there. Again, first pound free, and you just pay the cost of shipping over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Stories from, you say, Norwich, that's New York.
Yes. Chenango County.
We actually, full disclosure, we happen to know the editor of the article, the person who wrote this particular article about a heroin dealer. She watched him defend himself in court, and actually she asked him why he defended himself. We're about to get that answer from him here in the story. I have not read this piece yet, and we talked to the editor today. She told us she's been threatened over this article.
Yes. Someone told her at the gas station while she was pumping gas that she should be hanged in the center of town because of this piece.
That's pretty serious.
That's very serious.
So, I mean, look, I don't support using heroin. I just want to make it clear. I think that it's a pretty destructive drug, and it doesn't seem to do good things for people. But there have been people who have claimed to be like weekend warriors, that they're not hooked on heroin, that they're just people who like to enjoy some heroin on the weekends. It seems weird.
Seems very weird.
I've talked to these people, and you know, not everybody who uses this drug is a strung-out addict. It certainly is the common story that you hear when it comes to heroin. And again, I'm not defending heroin. It's like the worst of the worst. Alcohol and heroin are the two worst drugs, according to, I think it was Professor Nutt from the UK who put together that infamous chart, I think back in 2007, that ranked all of the most popular drugs in the world based on their harm to the individual user and their harm to society. And it was alcohol and heroin that were absolutely the worst of the worst. Cannabis was like mid-pack, and LSD and MDMA were down at the very bottom with like almost no harm whatsoever to society or the individual.
Now, what's kind of funny in a strange way about heroin is that heroin was created by the Bayer Corporation to help people kick their morphine habits.
Wow. But now they're using morphine to help people kick heroin habits.
Right, because heroin, when dissolved in the bloodstream, turns into straight morphine.
Hmm. So why did he take this to trial and defend himself?
Ashley asked why a man who had been convicted for other nonviolent offenses would represent himself, and he said that he could not put his life in someone else's hands. Quote, "This time, the only person I can blame is myself." She says that she was never actually assigned to the court beat as a reporter, but did cover it here and there. The first time she went to court as an employee of the newspaper was for an arraignment for a completely different person. And former staff writer of the paper went back to the office directly after that appearance and wrote a note before exiting the courthouse that said, "You can handle the rest from here. I'm going to write this up, write everything down." So she did. Barry was the next on the schedule. "I was immediately impressed," she says. "As editor, I receive both complaints and praises about the community. I enjoy taking a couple hours out of my day a couple times a week to go to the court and check out some of the things for myself that people are upset about. At the same time, I also check out the happy stuff." At any rate, I have tried to make it to each of Barry's appearances. He filed motions that I knew were impressive. During questioning of witnesses with regard to a motion to suppress that he filed, he referred to himself in the third person. It turns out he spent as much time as he could in the law library studying the process and learning everything he could. I knew I was the one in charge of how things were going to go, he said. I read up on case law and knew I had to come up with the best questions possible. In the end, he opted to change his plea to guilty prior to trial. He said he weighed his options, and if he had taken it to trial, his chances of acquittal, appearing pro se, were not good. He figured he would have been sentenced to more than a decade of state time.
Bam.
Barry and I spent a little while chatting about the light sentence for sex offenders in the area compared to the heavy sentences for drug offenses.
Hold that thought, Daryl. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll continue with more of the interview with the heroin dealer out of New York here in a few moments. Prison for 5 years, he's expected?
5 years.
Let's go to Bruce. He's listening in Bozeman, Montana to KMMS. Hey, Bruce.
How you doing?
Hey, welcome, sir.
Anyway, you were saying that... heroin and LSD are of no real harm to society?
No, that's not what I said at all. Heroin is one of the most, it's one of the two most dangerous and destructive drugs. On the, it was Professor Nutt, he formerly was with the one of the anti-drug boards in the UK, and then he kind of came out with this list and was promptly fired from his position there. But no, it was actually ecstasy and LSD that were down at the bottom of the harm list. It's not to say they're harm, they, you know, that they couldn't. That people couldn't necessarily abuse those drugs, but heroin and alcohol were far, far more harmful, far more potential for abuse, and far more damage to society.
Okay, yeah, I can agree with that. The LSD, though, I don't think should be at the bottom of the list. Yeah, I'm an older person, but I went to college in the 60s when LSD was really big.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched a great deal of damage done to people that were taking that and I would never put that at the bottom of the list, just from what I'd seen.
Okay. Yeah, I can appreciate that. I mean, it's definitely a very, very powerful psychedelic drug, and it certainly should be used, if you're going to use it, responsibly, as should all drugs. And individuals who are planning on doing drugs should do their due diligence and research them thoroughly before they get involved in it. It was an interesting chart. Obviously, it's subject to questioning and subject to, you know, other opinions. But it is what it is. I actually said that cannabis was more dangerous to individuals in society than LSD, which I tend to agree with you. I think that cannabis is less harmful than that and less dangerous. But if you would like to continue, Bruce, if you have more you want to share, you can hang on. We'll bring it back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But should the heroin dealer be in jail? I mean, he didn't force heroin on anybody. Where is the crime? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And, of course, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind tonight. Tonight, we are talking about, and it's the overarching topic, but again, you can bring up anything, a heroin dealer. And it's actually an interview with a heroin dealer. Somebody bothered to talk to one of them. I mean, normally, when people get arrested for selling drugs, they're looked at as these pariahs, these evil people, these bad people taking advantage of others. And they're just relegated to the prison or the jail or wherever it is. They're going to sit off some time, and people promptly forget about them. You know, nobody pays any attention to these folks. They don't attend their trial. They certainly don't care about them, with the exception of very close family members or very, very close friends. They say that when you go to jail, you find out who your real friends are. So in a lot of cases, of course, their lives become even worse. Same thing with the addicts who get arrested. Arresting them and putting them in jail doesn't help them. It doesn't make their lives better.
And that's actually what Barry being the guy that was convicted of selling heroin, that's what he said, is going to jail does not help the addict.
So we're going to tell you more about that. Also, we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. Want to make sure you know about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, meaning your online data is encrypted back and forth before it gets to your internet service provider. So your ISP, once you start using ProXPN, they don't know what you're doing anymore. Right now they're probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter for up to 5 years. You can stop that by going to proxpn.com/FTL and downloading their app. It's a free app. There is a paid version. There's a code that you can get to enter in there and get premium ProXPN coverage, which actually gives you unlimited bandwidth, and it doesn't limit any of the things you can do online. So, for instance, with the free ProXPN, you can't torrent. But with premium class ProXPN, you can. And you can get that premium package for $5 a month by using our discount code. It's FTL20. And what you do is you put that code in when you want to order the premium package. You'll save 20% for the lifetime of your subscription. So whether you want to get the monthly package or the yearly, if you go with the yearly, that's how you get the price down to $5 a month. It's incredible protection for that price. ProXPN.com/FTL. Plus, they actually will open up your internet connection. If you're behind some sort of restrictions, like in a different country where they restrict internet access, or maybe you're just at work or at school, having ProXPN on your desktop or laptop will help you get around internet restrictions as well. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. And you can also use Bitcoin. If you've got those, you can save 33% off the annual plan if you pay with Bitcoins. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. proxpn.com/FTL. Go there, get started. Use our discount code FTL20 as we continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to Bill. He's in Jackson, Mississippi. Bill, you're on Michigan, actually. I'm sorry. Listening to WKHM. We're on in more than one, Jackson. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How's it going? I'm a huge fan of the show.
Thanks.
I just want to start off by saying that. But I just had a couple thoughts on this heroin dealer. He seems like a very smart guy in order to actually defend himself and all that stuff. But the first thing that crossed my mind was, I mean, why not just not sell the heroin? I mean, why not just find something else to do with your life that could be more productive, where you could use his talents to a better degree?
Well, selling drugs is very profitable.
And well, I know.
there are some people who have trouble finding work because a lot of times you might be overqualified for jobs. I realize that's, you know, an odd thing to think about, but I've had points in my life to where I was overqualified for every job that I applied for. And, yeah, it would have been easy to start trying to sell cannabis or something else because it does make a lot of money. It's very profitable. And if you're having trouble finding a quote-unquote legitimate job, then why not do something on the side that is very profitable?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree, and I mean, I'm not judging him or anything. It just seems like some guy that's smart enough to actually defend himself and everything could be smart enough to find something to do that's not going to end him up in jail.
It doesn't always, though. I mean, there are drug dealers who don't end up in jail, so obviously he was willing to risk it.
I guess it's kind of one of those risk versus reward kind of scenarios and stuff.
And you do get a significant reward for taking this particular risk.
Yeah.
I mean, each drug dealer has to mark up the drugs significantly to make it worth taking that risk. I mean, that's why drugs are so expensive, because each pass of each set of hands that the drugs go through, that person's got to make it worth their while. So, you know, it's marked up $100 here, it's marked up $100 there. I mean, we're talking about on the quantity level, and then, you know, down at the street level price, it is what it is, and he might be doubling his money on the heroin.
Yeah.
I don't know what the quantity price of heroin is, but there's a good chance he's doing pretty well.
I'm sure he is, but it just seems like there is something a little bit more, I'm not going to say profitable, but just something a little bit more productive for him to do, because eventually you're always going to get caught. It just seems like. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of these drug laws and everything, and I think that half the problem is, I'm thinking, all the demand, but at the same point, I mean, this is like his life, and I mean, he just seems like he should have been a smart enough guy to make a smarter decision, because
Bill, I want to thank you. I get where you're coming from, and I thank you for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Bob. He's in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hey, Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, pleasure to speak to you guys.
Welcome, sir.
I love your show. I just have a little disagreement tonight.
All right, sure.
I'm a former police officer that
All right.
worked in a town that had one on-duty ambulance. We had a call where a gentleman was passed out in a McDonald's, and we had a heart attack call, both at the same time.
Mm.
I responded to the ambulance call at the McDonald's, where the gentleman, the heroin addict, had passed out on an overdose. Should we have canceled the ambulance to him and sent the ambulance to the heart attack victim?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. I mean, obviously there's no easy answer there. But I would say that the heart attack victim probably would have been maybe more important. I mean, if you have to had to triage on that one, maybe go with the heart attack victim, because you could argue that the heroin user should have known the risks that were involved, although perhaps the heart attack person was not taking care of his health either.
You see where I'm coming from, right? I mean, how would we know that, you know, until...
No, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know until you got on the scene. Yeah, I get, right. I get what you're saying.
When I went through an advanced first aid class, one of the things that they told us in the triage portion of the class is when you're doing triage, if somebody's having a heart attack, you leave them alone if there's somebody else that you can treat.
Why?
Right.
Because it takes so much effort to treat someone having a heart attack that you might wind up losing other patients. Mm.
So, I mean, but the thing is, the heroin's illegal, and you still had a heroin addict passed down at McDonald's. So it's not like the war on drugs stopped this guy from overdosing, right?
No, but it gave him a free ride, and we could have killed the person that had a heart attack.
Well, I don't know if it gave him a free ride. I mean, it doesn't sound like it was a very good time, and I'm sure he didn't get the drugs for free.
I didn't know he was having a heroin overdose. You understand? It's a gentleman sitting there unconscious. So I'm a police officer. I'm not a medical doctor.
No, I get it. I get it. But, Bob, the thing is, if the drugs weren't illegal, maybe that guy never would have had that heroin overdose, because a lot of overdoses of heroin, as you may know, come as a result of inconsistent purity. They come as a result of varying purity between batches of heroin.
That's overdose of anything, though.
Yeah, but it's very common in heroin because you're going with ID there.
If it was legal, it would have not been a bad fact.
What I'm saying is that if it were legal, and if you want to hang on, Bob, I don't know if you're, you said you're retired, so you're probably not on duty at the moment, but you're welcome to hang on, we'll bring him back. If it were legal, then he would have had a measured dose and would have known exactly what he was getting. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. We've also got Skype. You may Skype the show at username lrn.fm. Perhaps you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear. Well, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brand you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, and they have the lowest prices. Go and see for yourself. ManVentureOutpost.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about a heroin dealer, and there's an article from the Evening Sun over in Norwich, New York. The editor there actually sat down with a convicted heroin dealer, and he kind of told his story, and she humanized this guy. A lot of people are very upset about it. Somebody even stopped her at a gas station and threatened her, said she should be hung in town square for just reporting on this, for not acting as though this man is the scum of the earth, for selling, as he put it, consenting adults of what is admittedly a very dangerous narcotic substance. Let's go back to Robert. He is, we have a different Robert on the line. I think we had a Bob previously.
We had a Bob from Myrtle Beach.
Bob from Myrtle Beach was on the line. He dropped off. He was a retired cop and brought up this issue of the heroin addict that one night when he was on duty, they found in a McDonald's. At the same time, there was only one ambulance in the town. There was also a call for someone with a heart attack at the same time. And his question was, well, which one should the ambulance go to? And he pointed out, of course, that you didn't know necessarily in advance this guy was on a heroin overdose. And I don't know how you choose which call to go to when you're in a situation like that where you just don't know that much as far as information is concerned.
Right.
You said you were trained when you took a class on first aid.
It was an advanced first aid class. It was actually called a first responder, which is in Pennsylvania one step below an EMT.
Okay. And you said that what you learned in that class was that if there's two calls, one seems serious and the other's a heart attack, that you actually don't go with a heart attack?
Right. Just because the amount of care needed to treat someone having a heart attack and the probabilities of survival are so low that you might wind up losing other patients if you do begin treating the person with the heart attack.
So when you look into heroin overdoses, and it's tragic. I mean, people have horrible addictions to this drug. I don't want it to sound like I support the use of heroin. I don't. But people do it, and that means there's going to be problems because of the black market nature of the drug. Now, that doesn't mean there wouldn't be problems if it were legal. Obviously, people have addiction issues. But I'd rather have an addict go and get help than an addict die.
Right.
And addicts are more likely to die if they are in a black market, because what will happen is a dealer may purchase a batch of heroin that may be cut to a certain percentage, and then the next batch may not be cut very much at all. And maybe the dealer doesn't realize it, or they're not informed appropriately, and they just presume that it's a similar batch as the last batch. They sell it as though it was, you know, in similar strength. Turns out it's, you know, 10 times as strong. And the user doesn't know, so the user's used to taking whatever dose they're used to taking. They, you know, pull out their syringe and prepare it up and prepare their usual dose, but it turns out their usual dose is 10 times stronger than it normally is, which results in an overdose, perhaps in death. That's not an uncommon story when it comes to heroin users dying in the black marketplace.
It's also, if you look at history during the 1920s when alcohol was prohibited, there was the rise of bathtub gin. And no two batches of that were the same.
Right, you might go blind, they said, right?
And there were, I forget the statistic, but the number of people that died from alcohol poisoning during that time was astronomical. Because people would get something that they thought was one thing, and it would be a whole lot stronger, and they would, you know, wind up poisoning themselves, and blood alcohol level go, like, you know, 0.5, and then you just die because your blood isn't functioning anymore.
So they ended prohibition, and then people could buy their alcohol through stores again and in bars.
A lot of stores that are run by governments.
And now that alcohol was consistent because it was being manufactured in under controlled conditions with specific recipes, in the same way that heroin, if it were produced legally, just in the same way methadone is produced or morphine is produced legally, would be produced with consistent purity. And you would know what you were getting. You would get a bottle, just like you get of aspirin or whatever, that has the dosage on it. You know, you would know how many milligrams or whatever would be in any given dose. And so you would have a better ability to regulate your intake. And that's what would keep people alive. More people would be kept alive if heroin were actually legal. So what you would see is more people would get help because they wouldn't be dying as a result of their addictions.
Well, and people wouldn't fear going to jail for trying to get help.
And that's the case in Portugal, where they've had decriminalization, not even full legalization, but decriminalization of all drugs for the last decade plus.
12 years now,
yeah,
I think?
Yeah, and they, at least 12 years now. And they found that addiction's down by 40 or 50%. And that's not because the addicts are dying. It's because they're not afraid to go and get help. Let's go back to the phones here. And we do have a different Robert. This one is in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
I guess the only thing that I don't like about heroin is the ugliness of it. You know, I have a daughter that she's involved with a man that's a heroin addict. And
oh, man.
He's in the prison system now, but, you know, some of the things that I don't like is that there's an ugliness on it, like I said, that where, you know, heroin addicts, they'll lie to you, they'll steal from you.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get a fix.
So will a cokehead or a meth head. I mean, there's a lot of addicts who will steal from their own family members in order to get their next fix.
Exactly. And, I don't think sending somebody to jail is going to solve the problem either, but I don't know.
And how many alcoholics are stealing to get their next six-pack? I mean, it probably happens, but it's not as common. If you find somebody doing a breaking and entering, you find the perpetrator, odds are good that person's going to be a heroin addict or a crackhead or some sort of drug that's illegal. How many times is somebody breaking and entering or holding up a convenience store to get a six-pack of a beer or a couple packs of cigarettes? It just, it's very uncommon for that to happen because they're legal items and they're not ridiculously expensive.
Right, but so I'm just thinking about, you know, the pain that it causes and the agony that it causes. I mean, you break into somebody's house nowadays, you know, you think a chance you could, you know, give yourself shot, you know?
Robert, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, and it is ugly. It absolutely is. Heroin addiction is really serious.
So. Any addiction is ugly and serious.
Well, you can be addicted to a lesser extent to some things, right? I mean, there's kind of, technically you're an alcoholic if you have one drink a night, are you not?
No, I've never heard that definition.
No? All right. Well, we will have to pull up the definition of alcoholic because I think that there's an argument to be made for that. But let's continue on with your calls and thoughts. Chris is listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Washington State. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I think the diagnostic criteria for alcohol, by the way, I think is more than three drinks a day for a man. I believe it's two for a woman, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so, but I'm literally convinced that that mammalian species are, it's like we're just kind of hardwired to sort of, I guess, like get out of our baseline mental state. You know, like I have this cat, for example, and I was, you know, sitting in my living room last night and, you know, we have this office chair by my computer desk and, you know, the cat would, you know, get up on the office chair and then I'd, you know, sort of spin it around and the cat would sort of, you know, dig its claws in and go around and around and around and around and around until it would kind of fall off and then she would sort of, you know, get off and be all dizzy and stumble around and, you know, I'm sure she's real dizzy and then would, you know, get right back on the chair. And I think that was sort of her. She kind of liked that, like, drunken state that, you know, whoa, you know, spin me around again. I like, you know, feeling drunk.
What child hasn't done that game when, whether they're sitting on a chair or just, you know, sticking their arms out and kind of windmilling around and they're spinning themselves
around? Look at the merry-go-round. That's one of the most popular things on the playground.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have horses and donkeys that will seek out fermented fruit. There's been, you know, demonstrated examples of apes and that will seek out psychedelic drugs. I'm literally convinced that, you know, every single human has this need to fill that sort of, to just, you know, to get out of their minds.
I don't know if it's every human.
Or,
I mean, there are some people that are very, very proud of being straight edge, but thanks, Chris. I know where you're coming from. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, now they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.